Let's talk tech. Fevzi Turkamp, the gadget detective, is here. Right, driverless cars making the headlines today, Fevzi.
Yeah, so Philip Hammond has leaks about what's coming up in the budget, and he says the objective is to have fully driverless cars without a safety attendant on board in use by 2021. I think that's sort of a budget promise. So the way this will go is that we will have autonomous vehicles, but they will continue to rely upon human beings being in the car, either to perform certain functions initially or as a safety measure where they can take over control. And I think driverless cars, truly safe driverless cars, are not going to be routinely on our roads by 2021, partly because of the technological challenges, but also the legal challenges that have yet to be solved in this country, and in fact almost every other country. For example, when a driverless car has an accident, who is responsible? Is it the owner? Is it the occupant of the car at the time? Is it the software engineer who wrote the deficient algorithm? What is it? So those problems aren't going to be solved in the next 3 or so years.
So you're surprised to hear this being put in the budget?
No, this is the sort of... No, I'm not, because I think the worry is that, you know, with Brexit and so forth, the worry is that Britain is seen to be insular, and I think Philip Hammond is keen to say, you know, we're open for business and we're dynamic and we're going to have 5G and all of this sort of stuff. But there's stuff that needs to be done before driverless cars, like, for example, making sure we can make mobile phone calls to each other, voice calls, without them dropping every 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, that would be good. Just some of the if you think about how many sort of work hours are lost and how many opportunities are lost every single day, thousands and thousands of hours are lost in drop calls, having to redial, where did you hear me up to? Oh, I'll just say that bit again. Okay. I mean, it's great to have 5G, and we are behind in super fast broadband and all the rest of it, but it would be really good to have a reliable voice network. In many ways, the reliability of our voice network is similar to what we had on our landlines in the sort of 60s and 70s, and that would be a real boost. It's not as sexy, it's not as exciting, it doesn't grab the headlines, but it would actually be really good for our economy and for our mental health, I suspect.
let's change tack, because Germany is banning children's smartwatches. Why?
Yeah, so these are smartwatches with microphones in them, GPS units and so forth. So they have a lot of the gubbins that you'd find in a sort of more sophisticated smartwatch, but a lot cheaper and generally aged at children between 5 and 12 years old. Germany has banned them because, and quite right actually, because it's realised that the security on most of these devices is appallingly bad. The companies making them, you know, people who make computers and to an extent tablets and so forth, are used to having security baked into the design, whereas people who are making these smartwatches, they're often, you know, cheaper devices, and you know the passwords are sometimes even unchangeable, just sort of written in permanently into the device, so you know, a real security hazard. What they've realized is even a person with the most basic hacking techniques, which includes using a sort of off the peg hacking toolkit as it were, can track children's locations. Imagine the ramifications of that, and make it appear that the child is somewhere where they are not, thereby giving themselves cover. So, I mean, that's a complete disaster. Plus the fact that, they've also realised that parents are using the phones to listen on to their teachers. So the phone has got a live microphone on the wrist of the child. It's effectively a bug in the classroom, so the parent can listen to how well the teacher is teaching.
Good heavens.
And that's not going down terribly well. So they've been banned, and I think it's a good thing, because what will have to happen is that, and this is true generally of this Internet of Things, all these devices that were not traditionally internet connected, if there is such a thing as being traditionally internet connected, but that were not internet connected, now are, a lot of them have got really poor security, and we're going to have to go through a couple of generations of these products before they get the idea. And I think being banned in a major market like Germany can only do good. And Germany is pushing for a similar ban across Europe, which of course we will escape from, it seems. So I think it's a good thing, and caveat emptor and all that, because you don't want a bug strapped to your child's wrist, which you think is great because you can tell where your child is, and then you realise actually anyone can tell where your child is, and they can make it appear that your child is safely, you know, at school where they're meant to be, when actually God forbid, they've been abducted or something, and you wouldn't even know it. So it's worse than not even having it, because it can be misleading.
Too right. Yeah, that's a very important story to share with everyone. Now, your gadgets, Fevzi, looks like...
I have a big smile on my face.
Yeah, this is actually... it's one of the cheapest gadgets you've ever shown us. 20 quid. Tell us what we're going to get for 20 quid.
And yet one of the most expensive, if you buy the hardware version.
Yes.
So one of my passions, and one of the things that Apple stuff does that Android stuff doesn't do, be it phones or tablets, is that there's been this sort of niche built up in the Apple domain, iPads and iPhones, where you can get recreations of classic electronic synthesizers from, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever, recreated as software on your iPad, or in fact, in this case, iPad or iPhone. And the reason why that's important is, first of all, this kit, some of it, like the one we're looking at now, is from a company called Korg, and their device was called the Korg Mono / Poly, and it was a bit of a pun, Monopoly, but Mono / Poly, and it was monophonic, polyphonic synthesizer, so able to play one note at a time or four notes at a time. So the original from that goes back to 1981. I looked it up just now on eBay. There's one selling on there which is in good condition for £1,749. So if you want to buy the original bit of kit...
Wow.
Because they're sought after, and also the thing is, it's increasingly expensive to find and maintain in good condition, because 35 years old, they were not designed to do that. They have moving parts and keyboards and knobs and all the rest of it. So, you know, you have to be, it's a bit like being a classic car collector, but suddenly you find you can have them on an iPad. And the iPad version comes from Korg, the company who made the original, but it's in iPad, I've downloaded it. It works on my iPad and iPhone, so I've actually got two of them now, that I can run them together and sync them up and all the rest of it. So, look, I'm not in any way musical, but I just wanted to give you a little blast of some of the sort of sounds, if I may.
Go on, then.
May I do so, right? So yeah. I'll set the arpeggiator on to that sort of thing. Or we have... let's have a look. You get the idea. I mean, extremely versatile recreation.
It's like being in Kraftwerk.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah, I can't keep still for that long. I'm sorry. I'm a bit hyper today. but Korg Mono Poly, 4.5 stars, only on the basis that I really don't give anything 5 stars, because then that's an invitation for them not to innovate anymore. But 4.5 stars out of 5, £20 if you're at all interested. And I love the fact the fully featured one also runs on an iPhone, for goodness sake.
Love it. Love it.
This thing that was such a classic, and it's now on a tiny little phone. And oh, by the way, if you're thinking, oh, how am I going to play it on a tiny little phone? You can just have a keyboard attached to it, even wirelessly using Bluetooth, and you've got the whole control thing going on, and it can actually form part of a professional music studio or just be a bit of fun when you're waiting for a bus.
Just glad we're not your neighbours tonight, Fevzi, because that's going to be blasting out of your place. Fevzi Turcotte, the gadget detective. Check him out on Twitter.
BBC Radio Oxford.